بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected elders and dear brothers, mothers and honorable sisters, yesterday we learned of a special exclusive category of people known as al-muttaqin. And the whole objective of fasting and the reason why fasting has been prescribed upon us is so that we endeavor during the month of Ramadan to join the muttaqin and to be included amongst them. We have learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the muttaqin. We have learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with the muttaqin. We have learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali, the guardian and the protector of the muttaqin. And the muttaqin, those who have achieved this goal throughout the month of Ramadan and beyond, to be amongst the muttaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises them many exciting things in this world as well. In Surah Al-Talaq, it's amazing, Allah chooses Surah Al-Talaq to highlight the benefits of taqwa in this world. We know divorce is an unpleasant thing. Going through marital problems in one life is something very traumatic at times. It is a very difficult experience. And it's something we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us against. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us stability in our marriages and in our homes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Talaq, in four consecutive ayat, one after the other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the benefits of taqwa. Ayat 2, 3, 4 and 5. Four verses. Number one, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Remember? The climate, the environment, it's one of talaq, one of divorce, instability in the home. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that chapter of talaq, Allah says, whosoever joins the muttaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for him or her a makhraj. What's makhraj? You know, in Arabic, kharaja. Kharaja means to exit, to come out. You step out of the masjid, that is kharaja, or that is khuruj. When you have an opening, that is known as a makhraj, a way out. Sometimes it seems, the problem seems insurmountable. There's no way I'm getting out of the situation. Sometimes you feel that way. Allah says, join the muttaqeen, Allah will make an opening. Allah will make a makhraj. Sometimes the wife, she's in an abusive marriage. She's being abused. Her rights are being violated. And at the same time, the husband does not want to release her from the marriage. She has valid reasons to ask for talaq, to ask for divorce, to be released from the marriage. But the husband abuses her, he's oppressing her psychologically, sometimes emotionally, sometimes even physically. Allah tells her, join the muttaqeen. Join the muttaqeen, Allah will create for you that makhraj, that opening. Sometimes the wife is demanding divorce for no valid reason. The other way around, absolutely no valid reason. Her friend, she saw her friend going through divorce, her friend went through talaq. And now her friend seems to be living a carefree life, a free life. And she says, you know what, that's what I want. I don't want to be restricted. And I don't want to be in a marriage. Marriage seems to be keeping me back, holding me back. That's the life I want to be. So now she's demanding from the husband a divorce. No valid reason whatsoever. Absolutely no valid reason. What does the husband do? He's in dilemma. Allah says, join the muttaqeen. Join the muttaqeen. Allah will make for you a makhraj. The next ayah, again, immediately after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. What else does Allah promise the muttaqeen? One is a makhraj, an opening, a way out from every difficult situation. And it's not restricted to marital problems. It's not restricted to divorce. It's just that that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to speak of it. But any difficult situation you find yourself in, any difficult situation, wallah, ask people who have been in difficult situations, they adopted taqwa and they changed their life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them in different many ways. Next, Allah says, what else does Allah promise the muttaqi, the one who joins the muttaqeen in this world, let alone what awaits him in the akhirah? Allah says, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will provide for the muttaqi. Allah says, join the club. Be part of the muttaqeen. Allah will provide for you. Your rizq will come to you from unimaginable sources. And you, subhanAllah. So you have this woman.
She's going through a divorce. What's the fear? What's the fear? What's going to happen to my financial situation after talaq? My husband used to maintain for me. My husband was providing me. Allah says, join the muttaqeen. Join the muttaqeen. Again, it's not restricted to her situation. It's restricted to every individual, every Muslim who's experiencing financial difficulty in his or her life. Allah says, join the muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you rizq from unimaginable sources. You say, subhanallah, you've never imagined rizq to come from wherever it came. Why? Because you had joined the muttaqeen. Allah says, and that's the second time Allah speaks of muttaqeen. In the third ayah of Surah Al-Talaq, the fourth ayah of Surah Al-Talaq, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ Whoever will join the muttaqeen, whoever will join the muttaqeen, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا In every situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him ease. Every situation, he will experience ease. Allah ta'ala will bring about ease. There'll be difficulty. It doesn't mean a muttaqi, once you join the club, you live a problem-free life. No, that's not the situation. Allah will help you deal with the situation in your life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will transform every difficult moment in your life into one of ease and comfort. What else does Allah promise the muttaqi? The fifth ayah of Surah Al-Talaq, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ Join the muttaqeen, Allah says. Join the muttaqeen, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ All your سَيِّئَاتِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you of your sins, وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا And your ajr, Allah will multiply it. What's ajr? The reward that you do, the reward for the good deeds that you perform. So you perform one good deed, you get a set amount of reward, but because you belong to the muttaqeen, there are perks that you enjoy. There are certain perks that you enjoy. Certain privileges that you enjoy. One of the privileges, even though you performed your Salatul Isha, and somebody else performed their Salatul Isha, but you worked and strove to be amongst the muttaqeen, the reward of your Isha Salah is multiplied. It is doubled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doubles your reward. وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا يُعْظِمْ means Allah makes reward great and enormous for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ